Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Forking Around Town podcast. How is everybody doing this week? I'm so glad it's April and the months are just cruising along. It's definitely been, you know, just a lot of things going on the last couple months, and I'm just ready to kind of get through and get down to some new beginnings. So before I get into today's topic, I wanted to really quickly give a shout out to this incredible dog groomer that I met today. Now, if you live in the Tampa area, I highly recommend this place. It is called Fifth and Bark. They are located south of Gandy on MacDill, just a stone's throw away from MacDill Air Force Base. So they actually are right by my house, and I was walking by about a month ago and I noticed their sign. So I went over, checked them out, and decided to give them a call since they are just appointment only. I made an appointment for, I have three dogs, but I wanted to start with my middle dog, Gambini, who's about a year and a half. And so I had my appointment today, and I already knew that this place was going to be special just from my initial conversation with the owner of the groomery. She just, there's something about her, I can't even express how grateful I am to have met her. So this place is incredible. She's been doing dog grooming for probably a couple of years, and she used to be located over on Davis Island. And so she found the opportunity to move into this vacant space, and it is like a spa for dogs. Now, I know that's nothing new. A lot of dog groomers are like that, but I just felt so comfortable from the moment I walked in until I left. Now, the place I was going to before, I had a membership package for my dog, and it was unlimited grooming appointments for $45 a month. And I probably took him twice a month, mainly to get his nails clipped because he does have short hair. But the one thing that really bothered me was I always would take my dog in. You had to wait outside. You couldn't wait inside. And I would sit in my car. He was done within 12 minutes. I never could understand how can you bathe a dog and clip their nails so quickly. And he never had that incredible scent coming out of the groomery like a lot of dogs do. So I decided to take a break, and I've just been bathing him myself. Well, this place is now my go-to. The owner, her name is Essence, and she has such an incredible way with dogs. And all I can say is my dog was so happy. I was so happy. And as we were talking, I was going to make my second appointment for him, and things are kind of up in the air right now. As you guys, if you've been listening to my podcast, you know I'm dealing with, having breast cancer and trying to get my surgery scheduled, which is another thing I'm going to get into today. And when I mentioned to her that it was hard for me to schedule just because I don't know what's going on over the next few weeks, she looked at me and said, you know what, we were supposed to meet. And it's a very long story, but her and I have some things in common, and it was truly just a blessing to meet her. My dog was so happy, and I'm still, like, hours later, I'm still thinking about how wonderful my experience was. So just wanted to share that with you guys. I mean, if you are in Tampa, it's worth the drive, even if you live in Brandon or St. Pete. I highly recommend her. I've already had a few people reach out to me after posting on my Instagram stories, and they're excited to go check her out. So the other thing I wanted to also kind of talk about today is dog food. And I've really been going through it lately. Ever since I've had my own health situation, I'm being very mindful of everything that I eat. And I'm really doing the same with my dogs. So I have three dogs, ages 9 years old, a year and a half, and 6 months. The two smaller ones are both purebred miniature dachshunds. And my older dog is a dachshund mix. I think he's part manatee because he's huge. But my older dog, dog food has never been an issue. He pretty much will eat anything. But for my two miniature dachshunds, I'm really being very careful about the foods that they are consuming. And I've been doing a lot of research. So I'm kind of testing out a few different brands. And I wanted to share just some of the findings that I've come up with. Because if you have a dog, it is so important to invest in their food. And I started really paying attention to ingredients, and so many of the different kibbles have just unnecessary fillers that are not good for our dogs. I also like to give him fresh food every now and then. I always give my dogs, plain sweet potato, green beans, a little bit of, just boiled chicken, and they absolutely love it. I actually love cooking for my dogs, and I want to get more into it as soon as I, have a little bit more time on my hands. I've looked at some of the dog delivery services, but I haven't pulled the trigger yet just because I do feel they are a little bit pricey and I'm just being a little bit conservative right now because I will, you know, be out of work for a short amount of time and my income will be reduced. So I have to really watch my dollars until then. So a good friend of mine who actually works with me, and she has a lot of experience in the pet industry as that's what she's worked in for a number of years. She introduced me to, you're going to laugh at this, but it's called the BARF diet, which is biologically appropriate raw feeding. And when she first told me, I was like, what in the heck does that mean? So she basically said that it's really important to pay attention to what you're feeding your dogs, and also switching their proteins 3 to 4 times a week really does make for a happier pet. I'm still kind of working on this, but she said it really helps them because it takes away boredom. And I have noticed that my older dog will get bored with his food, which he's been eating the same brand for a number of years. And then he's really been just begging a lot lately, or he's intrigued by what my younger dogs are eating. And, you know, I've got a puppy food for the little one. I've got something else for my middle dog. And then, of course, I have my older dog. He does need to lose a little bit of weight. I've had some issues with him. He's very healthy, but he hurt his knee about 2.5 years ago. And I have to be careful with his activity. He used to run 5Ks with me and was very active. And now if he walks for more than about 15 minutes, he might start limping. So I have to really, you know, monitor his activity just to make sure he doesn't injure himself again. So she was also telling me that, you know, her dog, she prepares a lot of her dog's food and she gives her dog a variety of lamb, duck, beef, and venison. So her and I have had many conversations. I'm always going on to Amazon or looking at, you know, Petco and all those different pet stores and kind of researching different types of dog food and price points and trying to figure out what is going to be my new dog food that's going to be my go-to. I still don't know yet. I have tried a few different brands. Now, I'm probably going to say this incorrectly, but it's called Royal. I'll just call it Canine, but it's like canine without an E. So I guess it's still pronounced the same. They do breed specific foods, and I've actually purchased their dachshund version, and my dogs absolutely love it. And I really noticed that with that particular dog food, they will sit down when I feed them and they'll eat the entire serving at one time. And then they're not begging me for food like they normally would be. With other brands I've tried, I would go ahead and I try to schedule their feeding time. They would eat a little bit of food, then walk away and then come back. And I don't know. I just like my dogs to be on kind of a strict eating plan because my schedule is chaotic and I'm trying to get them really regimented from, you know, the time that they're going to the bathroom to the time they're going to bed at night. One other thing I was going to share with you guys, and just another reason I'm really trying to work on this and kind of refocus my dogs with their health and nutrition, is my company has recently told anyone in our local office area that we have to report back to the office 2 days a week. So my dogs are going from having me home all day and just eating whenever they want to now I have to feed them in the morning, take them out to go to the bathroom, and then, you know, I have one of my dogs in a crate until I get home, and then the other two, of course, they will hold it until I get home. And it's just so important to me to keep them on a schedule so that everyone's happy. Because you know how that is. When your dogs get upset, it can sometimes create problems. They'll kind of act out. Their behavior can be a little bit off track. And I just am really working hard to get all three of them in a really good place. So my first dog, who is 9, I was all over the board with him. I tried different dog foods. There were times where money may have been tight, so I would purchase food that probably wasn't necessarily the best for him, but it was what I could afford at the time. And now as he's getting older, I'm seeing kind of the effects of that. I mean, he has had mobility issues and issues, you know, like I said, with his knee. And sometimes, you know, his energy level will just really drop. And I don't want to make those mistakes with my other two dogs. I mean, dogs are like children. They're a part of our families. And I look at my two dogs and it's funny because, you know, my kids are teenagers. They want nothing to do with me at times. They're always out with their friends. And my two smaller dogs have really become like my children. I spend all of my time with them. I take them everywhere I go. And I just care about them so much that I want them to live just long and healthy lives. So I do have a questionnaire currently on my Instagram stories about different dog foods and what type you guys have been trying. I'm going to be repeating this story for the next week. I'm trying to get as many different answers as possible as I'm doing my research. And I also will have a post coming up about dog food on my Instagram sometime during the week of April 7th or 8th. So definitely if you're listening to this podcast, I would love to hear from you guys. You can also email me, Tracy@forkingaroundtown.com, or you can also send me an Instagram message, and I would love to hear what you guys have to say. I'm also tempted to try one of those food delivery services for your dogs. I feel like I'm just inundated with those ads every single time I log on to social media. And it is true. When you start looking up different topics, you're going to start seeing more and more things pop up related to what you've been searching for. So with that being said, definitely let me know, you guys. I'm so incredibly curious as to what you've been, you know, feeding your dogs. Now, another thing I wanted to get into, you know, just kind of which ties in with this, is I'm also really looking at my diet. And as soon as I have my surgery, I am absolutely going to be changing a big part of how I've been eating. I'm really trying to eliminate processed foods. It's hard. I mean, come on, you guys. It is really hard. And there are times in our lives where we have to grab things for convenience. But I've been doing a lot of research over the last few weeks and looking up some different recipes. And meal prep is going to be extremely important to me. And I feel like I have so many questions, and the more I speak with people who have gone through, you know, having any type of cancer, I just learn so much information. I also recently started a Facebook group, which is Eating Healthy with Breast Cancer, and I'm inviting as many people as possible so people can share some of their favorite foods and how they've been eating. When I was meeting with my doctor a few weeks ago, and I asked her, I said, I know this is a hard question, but what do you think caused this? Like, why did I get this? You know, I did genetic testing. Everything came back really clean. I didn't have anything that showed up on there. And two things that she told me are environment and stress. Now, environment can be, you know, different things that we're consuming. I mean, just depending on where we live, there's a lot to it. And I feel like I have so much more to learn, but I'm here for it. So I really want to make sure that, you know, I take this experience and just get as much out of it as I possibly can. I want to help anybody else that's going through this. I want to learn as much as I can. And I really appreciate anyone that has reached out to me and shared any of their experiences, their stories. I mean, you guys, I appreciate it so much. With that being said, that's going to conclude my little podcast episode for today. It was going to be short and sweet. I am getting ready to see Madonna tonight. I'm actually very excited. Today has been one of those days. I actually took the day off so I could kind of, you know, take a break from work and actually have a relaxing afternoon and go to this concert. I have been nonstop since this morning. It's just been a crazy day. I've had a lot going on. So I can't wait to share with you guys next week about the concert. And if you follow me on Instagram, you'll be seeing all of my my pictures and videos from tonight. So have a great weekend, everybody. Stay safe. And I will chat with everyone next week when my new podcast episode drops. Have a great weekend.